year more than ever, we need to study things to come. Now that statement, things to come, or that phrase is not found in the book of Revelation, but it's actually found in John chapter 16, where Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit comes, He will take from what is mine, and He will show it unto thee, and He will show you things to come. And I believe that when Jesus said that, He knew that the Holy Spirit was going to inspire the writing of these words found in the book of Revelation. These are things to come. And why should we study it? Why should we be concerned? Well, no, we wish that we knew everything that was going to happen in 2005. And you know, some of us who are wise know that it's probably better that we not know everything that's going to happen. We're not told everything that's going to happen. Even in the book of Revelation, and the things that we are told are somewhat still unclear. The Bible itself says that we see through a glass darkly. But I believe that as the time draws near, there are things in this book that are more understandable today than they were 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. Because we are closer to that time that is recorded in the book of Revelation. So I want us just to study it together. I'm going to try to share with you some, just kind of an overview of this book of Revelation. And I trust that if you have a computer and you can get on our website, altarsbaptistchurch.org, that I'm going to put some information there for you as well. And perhaps for those of you who are still back in the dark ages, I'll actually put it on paper for you and put it back there so that you're not left out. But I just want to encourage us to study this book because there are things to come that we need to know about. Three reasons why we should study these things to come. Some people say, well, the book of Revelation is it's a book that nobody can understand. That it's full of just mysterious things that probably are nonsense. And more ridicule has been heaped on this book of Revelation than any other book of the Bible. But I believe for that much more reason, we need to study it. And there are some reasons that I see here in these eight verses that Brother Curtis read that I want to share with you. Reasons why we should study these things to come. Why should we study them? Well, first of all, because here is a revelation sent. Here is a revelation sent. Now, is that not what the book title in most Bibles is? Revelation. And you notice it's Revelation, not Revelations. So if you want to be technically correct, don't say Revelations, but say Revelation, because it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's really the title. Really, it ought to be, our Bibles ought to say that. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we have a lot of things that go under the name of Revelation that are not really Revelation. But here is the revelation of Jesus Christ. We have it on the authority of the Son of God that these things are true. So here is a revelation sent. People today don't want to know what's going to happen in the world. And every year, there are predictions made, and people are wanting to know what's going to happen in the year 2005. There are some things that have happened already in this new millennium that we would have never thought possible just a few years ago. And so, it seems that things are happening at an ever-increasing pace, does it not? There are things that are happening at such breakneck speed that we are just breathless when we think of what is happening in the world. Well, that's exactly what the book of Revelation depicts the end times before Jesus comes again. Now notice here that there is a revelator of the revelation. And that revelator is not John. Sometimes John is called John the Revelator. John would protest that very strongly if he were here today. And really, in a sense, he is. He's here in the Word of God. And his words speak to us that Jesus Christ is the Revelator. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, not the revelation of St. John. Some of you may have Bibles that have that title. It's really not correct. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Wouldn't you rather trust the word of the Son of God than the word of a mere man?
Amen.
So John, I would want you to know that these are not just his words. These are the words of Jesus Christ. He is the revelator of the revelation. We have confidence in the Scriptures because its prophecies are reliable. Someone has counted over 100 prophecies of the Old Testament literally fulfilled in the first coming of Christ. Among them, of course, it's well known that the general time frame is given of this first coming of Christ. Now, I do believe that that we can't know the day or the hour, but I think that God wants us to know the season, the general time frame. There is a timetable that God is under. There are those who say, well, you know, Jesus said that he was coming, so his followers thought he was coming in their generation. Generation of Christian believers since that time has said that Jesus is coming in their generation. How can we trust that these things are true? Why, Jesus may not come for thousands or millennium years, and people say, well, you know, we're here because of evolution, and we've been here for 6 billion years evolving. You know, this is what the devil wants us to think. He wants us to lull it, wants to lull us into a sense of complacency and a sense of skepticism that these words are not true. And that's why we need to be reminded. We need to be jogged. We need to know that these things are coming soon. There's some indicators here, and we're going to look at those as we go along. But I want to notice that there is a reason also for the revelation. And the reason given is to show unto his servants in verse 1 what must soon take place. God wants us to know what is soon going to happen. And so he has caused this book to be written because he wants us to know. Now, there are some things I mentioned that it's better not to know. But if you were, let's say, you had a cancer that began in your body. God forbid, but this is so common that almost everyone is susceptible. I would say everyone is susceptible. Well, wouldn't it be better to know early so that you can take the appropriate steps to remedy that cancer? There are medical remedies now that were not possible in years past. But there are some things, what I'm suggesting is there are some things that we need to know and God wants us to know so that we can prepare.